Praise God. Well, can we say praise the Lord? Can we say hallelujah? Glory to the name of Jesus. I tell you what, God is a good God. And the devil is a bad devil. Let me tell y'all something. Do you not know that the devil can't stop you from doing nothing? Matter of fact, the devil doesn't even matter. When you put your trust in God, you can do all things. Amen. I just want to give this thanks to my brother, Bishop Jones. I really do love him. I don't know if I ever told him, when I was a child, and he was my favorite brother. I wanted to be like him. I watched him, he had a fast car. I admired him. I mean, I really did. And I really do thank him for inviting me. This is very special to me, for him to invite me here this morning. And I am so honored to be here. I thank his wife. I met her in the store, and I seen her in the store, and I hugged her. She didn't know who I was at first. She was looking at some food or something. She was looking at something, and I said, I'm a surprise. She is not gonna know who I am. And I reached my arm around and hugged her. She looked up. But we got to talking about the word. But I'm gonna tell you something. When you have like faith, and you can talk about the word for a long time, amen? Amen, because you enjoy the company of somebody talking about the word. But I'm not gonna bore you with this, just keeping on talking and rambling. But what we're gonna be talking about today, let me get my notes and everything together, because I believe God have a word, amen? I believe he has a word. And we're going to be talking about today, let me get my stuff together here, the importance of faith and humility. Now that's something I really had to learn. I mean, faith. First of all, we want to talk about faith. What is faith? The Bible says faith is the substance. I know y'all already been taught this, but I'm going to go over it again because I was taught this before I left. Amen. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence or the proof of things not seen. What are you talking about? Faith is the substance. Now, what are you hoping for? Are you hoping for a house? You hoping for a car? Are you hoping for a wife? What are you looking for? The Bible says faith is the substance of what? Things what? Hope for. Faith becomes what you are hoping for. Not only that, but faith becomes the evidence or the proof that you have what you have asked for. Do you hear me? Now, there have been times in my life, starting out years ago, when I was looking for wanting a house, I stayed with my parents for 1 year and 11 months. And I'm gonna try to move on quick as I can because I got a lot of notes and I may not be able to get to all of it. I'm just trying to tell you something that maybe will help you. And I got a hold to the word of God. My brother at the time, he was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I was listening to a man, my mother-in-law at the time, she was listening to a man called Frederick K.C. Price. And he was talking about redeemed from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. I never heard anything like that before. And man, I got to listening to that man, and he was sharing in the word about we were the seed of Abraham and how we were blessed and so on. So I decided I was going to put what the word said to the test. I told the Lord exactly what I wanted. And I told the Lord at the time, I used my faith for what I had faith for. I didn't have faith for $80,000, $250,000 house, but I did have faith for a trailer. I said, Lord, because I wanted to, at the time, I wanted to have my own place. So I said, Lord, you said I could have what I say. I said, Lord, I want a 14 wide, two bath, three bedroom trailer. And I'm going to show you how the devil works. Because I said, faith is what? The substance of what? Things what? Hope for. Faith is also what? The evidence or the proof of things what? Not seen. Now listen. And when I prayed that prayer, and I said, Lord, I thank you that I believe that I receive what I've asked. Even though I was broke as Job's turkey. In the natural, I had nothing. But I had my faith. See, I'm gonna tell y'all something. A lot of times what we do, we don't realize what we got. We downplay faith. Faith is powerful. God didn't say you had to have a whole lot of money to get anything. He just said believe. If you believe that you receive, then you will have it. See, we downplay. See, we don't believe it. That's why it don't work for us. We don't believe it. If you believe it, if you will hang on to it, you will hold to it. Let me finish the story. And because I was listening to that, I stayed a constant every day. And at that time, y'all know what? I didn't even have a job, y'all. I was laid off. Didn't have a job. And here you are, you talking about you asking for God to bless you with something like that. And that thing was back in them days, it was, I guess, around about $16,000, $20,000. You asking for that, and you have nothing.